While the musos are taking their seats out here, please turn to Romans chapter 14. We're continuing on. Last week, Richard took an overview of verses 1 to 12. We're going to just focus on verses 7 to 12. And so that's where I'll read. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for your word. It's something which cuts through in so many ways as you work in us by your Spirit. You promise it won't return to you empty. And we claim that promise today that you would touch hearts and our lives, that you would change us, that we would be walking in your ways and bringing you glory in all things. In Christ's name, amen. For whom the bell tolls. Have you heard that before? For whom the bell tolls. John Donne was a poet and a preacher in the 1600s. One time he was bedridden, recovering from a very serious illness, and he heard a church bell ringing the death knell, tolling for someone who had just died. And he reasoned that the bell never tolls just for the person who has died, just for other people. Because since each of us will die, it rings for us too. And of course, he didn't state it as bluntly as I did. He put it poetically when he wrote, "No man is an island." Have you heard that before? This is where it comes from originally. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is less. As well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or thine own were, any man's death diminishes me. Because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. So For Whom the Bell Tolls, as famous Ernest Hemingway used it as the title of one of his novels. Several popular songs have that title. But the words come to mind now not because of Hemingway, the Bee Gees, or Metallica, but because of what we've just read in Romans chapter 14, verses 7 to 12. And in these verses, Paul riffs on a Christian's relationship to other people, and then he brings it back from focusing on community as a part of mankind or of the body or as of believers, as John Donne did, and then moves from there to a focus on each Christian's relationship to God. He moves the focus a bit. It isn't that we belong just to one another, but that we belong to Jesus. And belonging to Jesus means each of us will live to the Lord. That's from verses 7 to 9 especially. God's deepest purpose for this whole world is to fill it with echoes of his glory. resounding to his glory. How does that happen? Well, it's in the lives of a new humanity. It's a new people of God, ransomed from every people, tribe, tongue, and nation. But God's glory doesn't reflect brightly in our hearts when we cower unwillingly, fearfully, in a wrong sort of fear to his submission. Or when we have another sort of obedience, but it's in servile fear, afraid of we get clobbered, we get smacked,